Vox Markets is an online community of investors that runs a free mobile and desktop platform that allows you to track news and updates about any UK-listed company, offering RNS push notifications, detailed charts, pricing data, and much more. Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app. The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. Today is Thursday, the 17th of December, 2020. Joining me today on the podcast is Nicholas Lee, Investment Director of Riverfort Global Opportunities and Consultant to RGO Andrew Nesbitt. They're going to discuss the company's potential gold asset acquisition announced this morning and how this will fit into the company's overall strategy.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
Joining me today on the podcast is Nicholas Lee, Investment Director of Riverfort Global Opportunities. Thanks for joining me today, Nick.
Yeah, great to be here, Francesca.
Hi. Now, as I understand it, the company announced a potential acquisition this morning, a 20% interest in a portfolio of gold assets in West Africa. But before we touch on this, could you tell me a little bit about yourself and RGO just to familiarise our listeners?
Yeah, so Riverfort Global Opportunities is an investment company listed on AIM, and to date, it's been focused on really providing funding to principally sort of smaller listed companies, generally through a debt type sort of structure, which basically provides downside protection but equity upside for us as an investor. And you know, it's very much it provides investors with a way to getting exposure to sort of instruments and investing in the smaller sort of AIM companies in a very low risk way that they wouldn't ordinarily be able to access themselves.
Great. Now, could we touch on today's news, and can you tell us a little bit about the asset that you've invested in?
Yeah, so today we've announced that we're providing some funding to a company called Codel, and in particular, this is focused on their portfolio of gold assets in West Africa. And you know, we've got various options. So you know, we will deploy the money with the company, and we can then sort of at a later stage take a view as to whether we want to have that money repaid. But more interestingly, we have the potential to end up with a pretty significant stake in a portfolio of gold assets. So what I'll do now is I'll just get Andrew to give a little bit of background to that underlying portfolio.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the opportunity. So, I think let's give a little bit of background there. And, the whole portfolio of projects, it's quite diverse in that they consist from advanced projects with existing resources, just with encouraging geochemistry, and provides multiple targets, and therefore really the opportunity exists for new discoveries. They're all in Mali, are all in West Africa. Three of the projects are in Mali, and six of them are in the Ivory Coast. And you know, from now on, if we decide to go forward with this investment, RGO shareholders will get direct exposure to the outcomes of these projects. Specifically, the asset which Codel is acquiring in southern Mali, which we are providing some of the initial funding for, just 30 kilometers from the current lithium project, is an advanced exploration project, which was last worked in 2014. It already has a resource of 350,000 ounces at open pitable grades, and that is actually based on only one mineralized zone. It is expected that incorporating the existing and adding the second mineralized zone, and by carrying out initial drilling on both of these areas, this resource could easily exceed 500,000 ounces. What is also attractive is that all these projects are located in the Birinium sequence and near major mines, including Marilla, Siyama, and Tonga. For example, Nele in the Ivory Coast, which is located between Siyama and Tonga, is currently under JV with Resolute Mining. And that project is starting to show potential for a significant resource. Dabakala has a significant geochemistry anomaly of 8 kilometers that needs to be followed up. And the SLAM project has a 1.4-kilometer geochemical anomaly where there are significant areas where the geochemistry is showing that the grades are better than 1 gram per ton. And there are numerous rock samples of 6 grams a ton or more. Both of these projects have had no or limited drilling. And then you've got another project called Nangaloso, which is just 30 kilometers from a Sesangoon mine, has drilled intercepts of more than 7 grams a ton. And these have never been followed up, mainly due to the lack of funds that Kodal has been able to provide for their coal assets. Should we follow through with this investment, this kind of solves the problem. I suppose it's really the classical investment or classical scenario of your company bringing assets, we bring in the financing, and together, hopefully, there will be a win-win situation for both parties.
Great. So, thanks, Andrew. So, I think in a nutshell, you know, we've got a way into a very exciting portfolio of gold assets with a lot of potential, which we just see as being a very attractive thing for Riverfort and its investors to get exposure to.
And how would you say this fits in with your strategy, if you could break it down?
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, as I said earlier, you know, we're why would somebody invest in us? Well, you know, we want to provide exposure to interesting, possibly sort of, you know, alternative assets, as it were, that investors can't get direct exposure to. So starting point, the instruments that we use to provide funding to small companies. Yeah, no retail investor can get exposure to that other than if they do it via us. This sort of gold investment is a sort of an additional element of that. Again, you know, you end up getting direct exposure to a very attractive portfolio of gold assets that have a lot of potential. So it's a sort of another element of our sort of our strategy, really.
And how would you say you find the current state of the market right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty. For us, we there's a lot of demand for our capital. We're able to provide funds in a very sort of bespoke, tailored way to very much, you know, meet the specific needs of the company that requires the funding, and that actually is very attractive to companies. So, you know, we're seeing good demand for our funds.
That's great, Nick. Now, just to close off, could you give our listeners 3 reasons to add RGO to their Vox Markets watch list? That would be great.
Okay. So I would say, you know, the strategy that we've undertaken is clearly bearing fruit in the terms of growth in net assets and income. And, you know, now we've recently announced that we're paying a dividend, which is targeting at something like a 7.5% gross yield. So you're getting sort of underlying growth in the company, but also now income. That's the first thing, really. The second thing is that, you're really getting very, very good exposure to assets that investors wouldn't ordinarily be able to get direct exposure to. So I think that makes us overall a very interesting and attractive vehicle for investors.
Amazing. Thank you so much for taking the time, Nick, and for coming on.
Pleasure. Thanks for inviting us.
Great. And thanks, Andrew, as well.
Yeah, no problem. Great to be on.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And now for the top 5 most followed companies on the Vox Markets platform. At number 5 is Argo Blockchain, ticker ARB. Bidstack Group comes in at number 4, ticker BIDS. Echo Energy, ticker ECHO, comes in at number 3. Tirupati Graphite, ticker TGR, is at number 2. And finally at number 1 is ECR Minerals, ticker ECR.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research. Vox Markets is an online community of investors that runs a free mobile and desktop platform that allows you to track news and updates about any UK-listed company, offering RNS push notifications, detailed charts, pricing data, and much more. Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.